from her playing career, Ducks, Canadian Olympic team, coaching, and now all the great work she's done in her gig as executive director of kids sports. Always a lot going on. You can follow her on Twitter. Use the handle at KidsportsBev. Bev Smith, how are you today, my friend?
Doing great, Steve. It's Friday. Lots of basketball happening, a little bit of football. But certainly, you know, we're excited about both our kids sports basketball season and the Oregon Winds and women's team teams who are doing a good job in the Pac-12.
You know, I want to start with condolences. I saw on Twitter you lost your doggy. Obviously, we know how I feel about this. They become such a part of us. So what could you tell us about your little guy?
Yeah, he was a little guy, which was a contradiction for most of my friends in being a tall person. he was about an 8-pound Maltese poodle, but he was an athlete, Steve. He was a runner. He chased everything that you could throw for him, very tireless. And he a true Canadian, and so, you know, thought a lot about his fitness and being polite, although he was a little bit nippy through a portion of his year. I'm not sure where that came from, but he was 18 years old, so
wow.
He lived a very long life, and certainly, you know as well as I do, and all the dog people out there, it's very hard to make that decision. But I think he is chasing all kinds of things up there, as his body, you know, became limited by age, as we all know, and so I think he's certainly in a better place. We have a harder time, I think, than they do, but they're great pals.
No, I think he's across that bridge probably chasing down the same tennis ball as my Jeter.
There you go.
This might sound odd, but it was recruiting week, and you look at these guys now, every one of them has their own film, video, music. I'm kind of curious, is there film that exists of you playing at Oregon?
You know, it's really interesting that you say that. I just visited, they had an event at University of Oregon Libraries in the archives, which pains me a little bit to mention that I am in the archives. But I think Ronnie Lee's in there, too, so we're in good company.
You sure are.
And we were able to see some video footage that they have in the archives from the University of Oregon Athletic Department. And so there was about 15 minutes of a game that we played against the Korean national team my freshman year.
Wow.
And it was an awesome game. I think it went down to the wire. We won 78-77. There's about 5,000 people in that court. Certainly, you know, a turning point, I believe, in sort of not only women's basketball but women's sports in terms of attracting, you know, an entertaining crowd that was very much entertained that night. Saw a little bit of that, and saw a little bit of a taped segment of us in the locker room during, I don't think it was after that game, but maybe when we had qualified for either the NCAA tournament back then or the AIAW tournament. So very fun to see, and you know, maybe one day I'll get a little bit of it and stick it up on Twitter, and you can all have a really good laugh.
You know, last week we had Sabrina Ionescu on, and she's just amazing. I'm kind of curious, have you been out to see her play in person? Have you had any face-to-face time with her?
I had some face-to-face time with her a little bit this summer, and actually, ironically, sat, you know, next to her during a game last year, and had a little bit of a conversation. But I've seen her on the floor and very impressed and admire her, you know, her tenacity, but the work I think that she's done behind the scenes to get the skill level that she has in order to compete so well as a freshman. And I think she just has that real competitive heart that wills not only herself but her teammates, and at times I think the crowd, onto, you know, doing things that you might not otherwise do without that competitive will.
I know I hit on this every time we speak as we continue with Bev Smith at Kids Sports, but I think, and I know you think, it's important, and the realization, the chances are of your kid making the WNBA or becoming a pro golfer, the NFL, is slim. So rather than specialization at a young age, the research, the studies, Bev, how important is it to get that message out? Get your kid involved in more than just one sport. Try a bunch.
Well, it's very important, particularly in the formative years, Steve, and you don't want to, you know, maybe specialize and play one sport early on where you're, you know, really getting some overuse on just certain muscles and certain movements. That can take its toll, certainly. You know, and you and I talk about this, we relate it to the classroom. You know, your child in their formative years doesn't just study mathematics or arithmetic. They study global education. And that is the same thing with, you know, their ability to play multiple sports. It helps them develop globally and actually helps them to be a better athlete in the long term. It's better for their long-term development. And then once they, you know, have established that athletic house, once they get into, you know, late 8th grade into 9th grade and 10th grade, certainly, you know, picking a couple of sports, I think, is really important. And sort of our local poster child for kid sports has certainly been Justin Herbert. He played three sports at kid sports growing up, kid sports football, and really just made sure that he, you know, had a taste of them all. And I think he developed into a pretty fine athlete. And, you know, you can do all of that and still be a specialist as you get older and bring all of those things together. And then you're fresh. You're not worn out. You're not mentally burned out. You're ready to take on all the grueling tasks that face you when you are in college or high school, when it really counts.
Want to get to something very near and dear to you. For years I said, come on, man, the M's moved from Civic Stadium to PK Park. It's over. Give it up. Then there was a fire, and then we learned, in a shocker, I was wrong. You and your amazing people at the Eugene Civic Alliance, clearly just despite me, raised more than $4 million, purchased the 10-acre site. So where are we? What's the next step in the process?
Great question, Steve, and we are. You know, I think that one of the things we'd like to be able to do with the Eugene Civic Alliance, of which I'm a board member and Kid Sports is a partner, is to really get some information out to our public. We are looking to now, we are in design and construction. We have a construction budget for the Civic Park, which will contain a 40,000-square-foot Kid Sports field house that will hold 4 full-size middle school basketball courts that we can also convert into about 8 volleyball courts. We got some pickleball courts for you, Steve, as we get up and not able to play tennis anymore. We have you know, an opportunity to do all sort of indoor sports that we can't necessarily do because we have a great relationship with the school district in this community. We work with Bethel, Springfield, and 4J, use their facilities for a very minimal facility fee in providing a lot of kids with opportunity to play in team sports. But we just aren't able to have enough gym time for practices and particularly for our league games. We have 2,200 kids playing kid sports basketball this winter, over 27 high school teams, and we just don't have the facilities to run those in a really good environment for, you know, their learning and games to take place. So that field house would really offer us an opportunity to expand our program and also offer things that we currently have. We also have a turf field. And that turf field will be play host to any game you can play outside on a rectangular field. So obviously, kid sports will have use of the field, as well as some high school championships for soccer and football we're hopeful of. And then, of course, we're looking to for a business aspect and to create some revenue, looking for some anchor tenants that could be Lane United Football Club and perhaps Northwest Christian University with their soccer teams. That is all sort of up in the air, but that's the business plan. That's the construction plan. Our hope is to raise about $30 million by, you know, in 6 to 8 months so we can maybe get our construction company, Chambers Construction, to start digging in September of 17.
Wow. And folks, if you want to help out, it's obviously an ongoing fundraiser, EugeneCivicAlliance.com. We continue with Bev Smith, Executive Director of Kids Sports. You hit on it. You talked about having 2,200 registrants, but you now obviously want to get the word out there, kids sports basketball season, and you also have a tournament coming up.
We do. We have a Valentine's tournament that we've run since 1999, and we've brought it back into being because we've had a lot of interest from our local kid sports teams that we do have a season-ending tournament, but they would like to have a tournament in the middle of the season to kind of, you know, just have that tournament experience where you play a game, and then you got to get ready to play another one, and you have a chance to win something or advance your team during that one weekend. So it's our KidSports annual Valentine basketball tournament. It's an open tournament, Steve, so if you're not a KidSports team, you're more than welcome to sign up. All of the information is at our website, kidsports.org. Our KidSports teams themselves can have open rosters. They don't have to exactly play with the same team. Many of our teams have two or three teams in that same area. They mix and match and have a little bit of a diverse experience just to be able to stay at home, play in some local gyms, play against some local talent. And we have Dr. Andy Binion, who is our corporate sponsor, and he's really stepped up to help us just generate some interest. And, you know, there's a grand prize draw for anyone that participates of some orthodontic treatment work, and so he's trying to give back to the community, to families and children that may be in need of some orthodontic work. So it's a great event. It's happening February 18th and 19th, and we just love our community to be involved.
All right. In closing, you mentioned the website, kidsports.org. In case I'm forgetting something, why don't we wrap with you telling the folks out here what else you got going on? I know people could always get information on the website, but you've got registration and just always a lot happening.
Sure, Steve. You know, it is February, and this month is going to fly by because it is a short month. So we also have our spring sports registrations happening right now. We have spring soccer with our classic middle school program, then our rec program, kindergarten through to fourth grade. We also have lacrosse, which is registering right now, and a pretty fast-growing sport. So, you know, check the website out. We do have a new website. It's got a little bit more information, and I think a little cleaner, a little more concise, and gets you to where you need to go a little bit quicker. So excited about that. And then again, if anybody has any questions about, you know, what we're trying to do on Civic Park, we want to really make that a hub for our community. Again, visit EugeneCivicAlliance.org for some great information and some great graphics as to what that sort of area will look like. You know, we're open to anybody that would like to volunteer or just maybe help us with getting that park done for this community.
Yeah, by the way, folks, like I said, that site, that architectural rendering is really, really cool. Again, Bev, always fun, always enjoy our chats. You have a fantastic weekend, and always look forward to catching up soon.
You too, Steve. Thanks very much for having us on.
All right, take care. Go Kids!